From Kilskerry, County Tyrone, we present Let the Bible Speak. Here to let the Bible speak for the next 15 minutes is Gospel Minister and Evangelist, the Reverend Ivan Foster.
Good morning, everyone. Welcome again to our gospel program. During the month of July, and that's not far away, the Reverend John Gray of Enniskillen Free Presbyterian Church will be speaking on our morning broadcast, and Dr. Lindsay Wilson of Castlederg Free Presbyterian Church will be bringing us the evening message. I hope you plan to tune in to these programs. This morning, we will be turning to John chapter 8, the verses 13 to 20, and we will consider Christ's enemies calling him a liar. But before we take up that study, here is a hymn from Frank Boggs, It Is No Secret What God Can Do. Our subject this morning is Christ challenged as a liar. John chapter 8, the verses 13 to 20. The boldness and effrontery of sinful man knows no boundaries. These Pharisees declared most brazenly that Christ was not speaking the truth. The Pharisees therefore said unto him, Thou bearest record of thyself, thy record is not true. Verse 13. This shameful charge of lying was leveled at Christ despite the many miracles that he had wrought and the gracious words he had spoken. It also comes in the wake of the plea on behalf of the Saviour, made by one of the Pharisees themselves, Nicodemus. Chapter 7 and the verses 50 and 51 record his words. Let us learn first of all that in the opposition of the Pharisees, you have the response of minds closed to the truth and light of God. That is why these men spoke as they did to the Saviour. The Saviour had just said, I am the light of the world. He that followeth me shall not walk in darkness, but shall have the light of life. Verse 12. Rejectors of Christ walk in darkness. That is a very dangerous enterprise indeed. Yet many walk through life with eyes blinded to the truth of God, and they don't know it. The Saviour says to these opponents, Ye neither know me, nor my Father. If ye had known me, ye should have known my Father also. Verse 19. How dangerous it is to form opinions without the least knowledge of that which you are forming the opinion about. How carefully a person, when in the dark, will walk down an unfamiliar path. They will walk with hands outstretched to test what is before them. They will hesitatingly, slowly take each step, lest they stumble. And yet, how many unhesitatingly leap into the darkness of eternity, having formed an opinion of what lies ahead of them, without the least regard to the witness of God and the teaching of the Bible. Is this not the height of madness? It is as arrogantly foolish to blithely walk through life and face death and eternity without the least reference to what he who is the King of eternity has to say to lost sinners about the preparation they need to make for death and the hereafter, as it was for these men to call Christ a liar. The Pharisees called Christ a liar and said his witness was not worthy of consideration or belief. The careless sinner who pays no heed to the word of God is acting out of the same spirit, for they too say that Christ's word is not worthy to be heeded. Learn also that those who are in darkness are deceived and believe themselves to possess much light and knowledge. These men who faced the Saviour with such wicked boldness considered themselves experts in the law of God, and yet their accusations are found by the Saviour to be contrary to the teaching of that law. For all their pretended knowledge, they were in ignorance. It is also written in your law that the testimony of two men is true. Verse 18. Christ reminds these men that the law of God stated that at the mouth of two witnesses or three witnesses shall he that is worthy of death be put to death, but at the mouth of one witness he shall not be put to death. Deuteronomy chapter 17, verse 6. Two witnesses or more made a testimony valid and trustworthy. The Lord Jesus was joined in his testimony of the divinity of his person and work by his Father. could higher testimony be given to men regarding the truth of the gospel than this? God the Father and God the Son acting in unity to present to doubting mankind an infallible testimony to the truth of the message of redemption proclaimed by the Saviour. Their response to this statement from the Saviour displays the ignorance in which these men dwelt. Then said they unto him, Where is thy Father? Verse 19. These men could doubtlessly quote great portions of the law of God, and yet they knew not the author. Beware of merely having a head knowledge of the Bible. Beware of familiarity with the letter of God's word while remaining ignorant of the author. How many know the responses that are to be employed in public worship, and yet no thought whatever lies behind what they are saying? It is a mere parroting of meaningless words and phrases in ignorance of what it is that is being stated. Finally, notice those who dwell in such darkness bitterly resent being told the truth. See how this section of the chapter ends. These words spake Jesus in the treasury as he taught in the temple, and no man laid hands on him, for his hour was not yet come. Verse 20. They would have laid hands on Christ had they not been restrained by the power of God. Man can do nothing unless permitted to do so by God. There is comfort here for the child of God. Not a hair of your head will be touched until it please God to permit it. In these words there is the ominous events of a future occasion suggested. His hour was not yet come. God may restrain wicked men from their folly and rebellion, but there comes a time when he permits them to do what they desire, and they must live with the consequences. Men who refuse the counsel and warnings of God and resist the kindly and gracious restraints that he places upon them for their good will eventually be given their way. They will eternally live to lament their folly and to curse their stupidity when that happens. Today, heed the warnings and the gracious invitations of Christ, the light of the world, and turn at his rebuke and submit to his command. God bless you. Do join me tonight at 9 o'clock. Goodbye.
Thank you for listening. If we can be of any further spiritual help to you, or if you would like us to send you some free gospel literature, we invite you to write to us. Additionally, Mr. Foster would welcome your comments or questions on the messages here on Let the Bible Speak. Our mailing address is Let the Bible Speak, the Reverend Ivan Foster, Old Junction Road, Kilskerry, County Tyrone, BT78-3RN. That is, Let the Bible Speak, the Reverend Ivan Foster, Old Junction Road, Kilskerry, County Tyrone, BT78-3RN. You may hear Mr. Foster preach each Lord's Day here in Kilskerry at 11:30 a.m. and 7 p.m. For further information, you may phone us at 028-8956-1564. That is 028-8956-1564. We assure you of a warm welcome at all the services here, and look forward to having you come and visit with us. Once again, thank you for listening. May the Lord bless his word to your heart and enable you to tune in again as we let the Bible speak. Amen.